Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another beautiful day in the spring of broadcasting and politics. Over a cup of coffee. You know, coffee is always stimulative. It gets you going in the morning, doesn't it? It does me. That's why I wake up and have coffee in the morning. Anyway, we talk about politics because politics sadly influences everything in your life, whether you want to admit it or not. It's true, isn't it? And right now, the onslaught of things that the Democrats are throwing at us in the Oregon legislature, not to mention on the national level, is stunning. And this is straight out of the Cloward and Piven playbook. You know, the husband and wife radical professors from the 60s that Bill Clinton was a huge fan of. In fact, when he signed the National Motor Voter Law back in, it was in the 90s, they were in the Rose Garden standing behind him. Why? Because they advocated for that. They advocated for every leftist radical idea that you could just about imagine, including automatic voter registration, like we have in Oregon. Now, their philosophy also entailed the thing of flooding the zone. The idea, the concept, flooding the zone. This is where you put forward so many radical ideas that your opposition really just can't deal with them. They can't muster enough resources to fight all of them. So that means that some of them get through. Yeah, they'll lose some this round, but they always come back. The left never sleeps, folks. The left never stops because they are on a mission that gets permeated from generation to generation. It's called Marxism. They believe that you are not inherently capable of understanding nor properly executing your own personal liberty. And I use the word properly executing because in their minds, they try to use the language of freedom while they're literally, as a distraction, while they're literally stealing it from you. Flooding the zone. It's happening in Oregon. It's happening federally. There's an article in the Oregon Catalyst about Tax Hell Week. Income taxes, property taxes, bed taxes, all kinds of taxes are going to be in front of the legislature. And nobody's going to stop it. You see, Republicans have already indicated, shown very clearly by their actions, that they are not going to do anything other than some cursory pounding of their chest, saying that, and sending out press releases saying they're standing for your rights and for your constitutional rights, when they're not. Are Republicans going to stop income taxes? No, because they don't have the votes. I mean, they're certainly not going to use a constitutionally legal maneuver called walking out the quorum to stop property taxes. Why would they? I mean, if they won't walk out and stop the taking of your ability to defend yourself and your family in a grocery store that happens to be next to a government building. If they've taken away that right to defend yourself and your family in that grocery store with a firearm, because of Senate Bill 554, if they're willing to let you die, then why would we think that they would be willing to use that same constitutional tactic to stop property tax increases, income tax increases, all kinds of other tax increases, fee increases? Why would we think that Republicans would walk out, if they won't defend the Second Amendment and your right under the Oregon's Constitution to defend your family, your human right, if they won't do that, what makes you think that they'll do anything on taxes? What makes you think they'll do anything on carbon rules? What makes you think they'll do anything on farm worker overtime rules, which now is a new bill coming through? What makes you think they'll do anything about forced vaccinations of your children? What makes you think they'll do anything about turning loose teenage, vicious, sadistic murderers and rapists when they're 25? Or reducing the sentences for rapists and murderers, or filming a child being raped? What makes you think Republicans will stand up for any of that? Or more abortion, or anything else that Republicans say they stand for? What makes you think that they'll do anything other than offer up the lame excuses that they are right now? Chief among them, well, we just don't have the votes. We can't stop anything. I'm doing my best. I'm fighting for you, but we just don't have the votes. And we got to do a budget. That's our constitutional obligation. So we're going to have to stay here, and we're going to have to lose all of our constitutional rights and freedoms and be overtaxed and be overregulated and pay for every stupid liberal leftist idea that could ever be imagined, because they're flooding the zone and we can't fight it. So we're just going to throw up our hands and just say, well, sorry, folks, elections have consequences. You voted for this, so now you get to live with it, because we just can't do anything about it. It's a lie. They can, if they just will. They have a constitutional right under Oregon's Constitution, a legal constitutional right to literally deny quorum and stop all of this. But they offer you the excuse they can't. Now, they offer you another excuse, and it is in the Oregon Catalyst today. Now, I'm going to tell you why this. It's a piece by Senator Fred Girod. And what this is meant to do, it's meant to blunt Fred's criticism for refusing to walk out and the expected recall. I know he is expecting a recall petition, and I think he should be. I think every one of these six senators who will not stand up to defend you and your family and your right to defend yourself against a bad guy with a gun, every one of them ought to be recalled. Every one of them, including Fred Girod. Now, Fred's an old friend of mine. In fact, he was my dentist. In fact, when I dropped out of my reelection race in May, I called him and said, hey, why don't you run again, Fred? Back then, he was a conservative. Today, he's a bought and paid for swamp creature. Yes, you heard me say that, folks. This piece in the Oregon Catalyst by Fred Girod is meant to blunt recall efforts. Now, the other thing you need to know about the Oregon Catalyst is its editor is the son of another one of these rhino senators who refused to walk out, Tim Canope. Tim Canope and I served together in the House of Representatives. He was my majority leader for a while. He's now a senator from Bend, an increasingly Democrat place. So he thinks he has to increasingly become a Democrat. This piece by Fred Girod is meant to make you think that the reason he didn't walk out is worth losing your freedoms for. You see, it's a puff piece. It's all it is. It just says Senator Fred Girard secures more flexible building requirements for victims of wildfire. Today, the Senate approves Senate Bill 405 by a vote of 27-1. Senate Bill 405 provides families whose homes were destroyed by wildfire more time and flexibility to rebuild. It allows for older homes and structures that were built under old land use law but destroyed by fire to be rebuilt to conform to those of previous laws. Senate Bill 405 ensures that families of older homes can rebuild and continue living where their house was before. Number two, current land use requires owners of non-conforming use properties to begin rebuilding within a year of fire damage. The scale of the damage of the wildfires is putting the timetable out of reach for many. A complex web of regulations, permitting, insurance claims, and FEMA assistance adds time to the process. Blah, 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 blah. Fred Girard is chief sponsor of the legislation. Now, why is this smoke and mirrors? It's a real bill, and it does good things. Let me ask you this. Here's the first question you should ask. Is this worth losing your freedoms for? And not just your ability to defend yourself and your family with a gun. Is it worth losing your parental rights? Is it worth losing more money out of your pocket? Especially those of you on fixed incomes, by higher property taxes. Is it worth losing the freedom and the safety of knowing that dangerous, violent criminals who are not reformed are going to be put away for a long time? Is it worth losing that peace of mind because they get released early? Like some of these senators and House members have already voted for, Republicans. Is any of that worth a bill that they could have gotten anyway? Huh? Yeah. You see, this bill, like budget bills and every other excuse they're offering, is just an excuse. Because had Republicans walked out and shut this session down, they would have had leverage to have come back and negotiated all of this. And we haven't even gotten into the money. So let me ask you this. What's worth losing your freedom for? What excuse will you accept? I want to hear from you. 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Back in a moment at 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, by the way, did I tell you it's April Fool's? I am not joking, however, with everything I just said in the first segment. The question I ask is pertinent. What excuse, what justification are you willing to accept from Republicans in this state for not shutting down the radical leftist agenda that destroys everything you believe in? Would Republicans be willing to walk out over a class reclassification of hate speech that says a pastor preaching against homosexuality or transgenderism is now, it's illegal. Would Republicans be willing to walk out for that? Apparently not. Apparently, they're not willing to walk out for anything. And they're perfectly willing to have all of this negative stuff affect you and your liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Your inalienable rights. They are perfectly happy with letting those rights be diminished or infringed. Is there any excuse they can offer you that makes you feel that's okay? Ask yourself that question. Because it isn't to me. There is no excuse. There's no justification for the loss of my liberty, of my constitutional right, of my God-given inalienable rights, all of them. As a parent, as an American, the right to free speech, to say whatever I think is right, to express my opinion on this radio show or anywhere else. Or my right to defend myself or any innocent person against a bad person, however I choose to do it, including with a firearm. What excuses are you willing to accept? I'd love to hear them. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at KSLM.com. Or Jeff at 1220.am. KSLM.news, excuse me. Well, you'd think I would know that by now. I want to welcome again a new advertiser. That is Mr. Transmission Mile X. And they're up in Wilsonville. They are, a business that has been around a long time. They do more than just transmission repair, but that is their specialty. Bob is the owner, and they have some very high reviews. Now, that's a good thing because, you know, again, there's lots of businesses out there. But you always, you just kind of in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, well, all right, so... how good are they? Are they really going to treat me right? Can I trust them? Well, you can with Mr. Transmission MileX. Check them out on the web. In fact, let me just do that right now. Mr. Transmission MileX. And the website is Wilsonville. MrTMileX.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile, and then the X.com. And you can see they've got a $200 off transmission repair coupon. And you can learn more about the owners of the company, Bob and Cammy Bauer, their philosophy and what they believe in. And the phone number's right there. So check it out. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Now, if you believed passionately that government telling you have to vaccinate your kids before they go to school, and you believe that the vaccine schedule is harmful to your child because it might lead them into autism, I want you to go back and reread this article from 2019 in the Willamette Week. It's about pediatrician Paul Thomas from Portland, guy about my age. He has 15,000 patients, and he tells them that the measles vaccine might cause autism. Now, he's not a nut, folks. He was educated in Ivy League schools. He believes in climate change and a lot of other things. But he firmly believes, based on his research, that this could, and in fact, he wrote a book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan. He's not totally against vaccinations. His own children he had vaccinated. But he began to change his viewpoints on this as he saw, well, kids he was that were his patients become autistic. Now, I get back to the question of freedom and liberty. If you are a parent who reads all of, it does your own research and reads all of these books, maybe you are one of his clients or other doctors in Oregon that are very careful about vaccinations, pediatricians, and you are convinced that this is wrong for your child and that it would harm your child for the rest of their life, would you accept Republicans' excuse for not walking out and stopping a forced vaccination bill? Would you accept that? Would that be okay with you? How far are you willing to go to accept their justifications for you losing your rights and your freedoms? It's 6:30. Back in a moment. There's other things going on out there. We'll get to all of them in your phone calls. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is April Fool's Day, but nothing I'm talking about today is a joke, sadly. Nothing. It's all too real. Now, we can fix it, of course. We just have to have the courage and the willingness to be able to do it. That means a lot of things in the world of politics and what is happening in the Oregon legislature right now. Again, the leftist idea is to flood the zone because there's a ton of bad things that the leftists are pushing down the agenda. A ton of them. And they know that we cannot adequately fight them. Neither can we be able to do anything about it, because Republicans just won't. At least some Republicans. Others have. And I give them high marks for that. What justification are you willing to accept from Senate Republicans as to why they didn't walk out? What justification is okay with you? Is there any? Is the loss of your freedom, is it okay if they say, well, you know, we got these bills that distributed all this money to these wildfire communities. We got bills that make it easier for you to rebuild your home. We did that in exchange for you losing your right to defend your family. What's more important to you, the right to rebuild your home or defending your life? See, it all comes down to you. they've, at least six Senate Republicans made very, very bad decisions here. And if they won't stand up for your right to defend your life, they won't stand up for anything. Will they? Question is, what are we going to do about it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We will start first with Glenn, and then we'll move to our next caller. So next caller, don't hang up. Hang on. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts.
Yeah, Jeff, the legislature has, on both sides for years, has built this system that we have, and now they're living in the soup. But I've discussed this before many times, and I consider what these 6, 12 can do in this world that we have allowed to exist. The agencies that are now creating the law, the agencies are creating the law. Here in Oregon, not what's going on in the Capitol building, but the agencies, the mask law, the state issues licenses. How many have jobs in these agencies and in government that don't want to speak up because they're getting good pay from this?
Well,
the contracts
it's more than
that they get from the agencies, the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms, all of this we have allowed to go on for 30, 35 years, and now it's crushing down on us. It's like an umbrella that we have allowed to control us. And now we want to reverse it with less than we used to have in control of the seats in the state house, in all of the states. The same thing happened in California. It's happening in Arizona. And we don't want to get rid of the agencies because we got jobs with them or we got contracts with them. And so where do we point the gun, the hyperbola of the gun, to take it down? Because it is an umbrella that's crushing us. And nobody wants to speak up because nobody wants to lose that paycheck or that contractual agreement. And there's so much of it that I don't know how in the world it can be reversed at this point. Everybody wants to just get another contract, keep it going, don't let it fall, don't let it stop, including the legislators.
Well, you're right about that. To some extent, I think the answer to your question is twofold. You increase whistleblower laws so that whistleblowers, the actual bureaucrats who come forward, who are doing the right thing, and we've got a bunch of them in Oregon who've come forward and blown the whistle on fraud, John Kitzhaber, on the Oregon Department of Energy. I mean, there's just story after story of this where great public servants have come forward, and they've faced the music for that. They've been fired. They've been ostracized. But we have whistleblower laws that they can invoke. They have to sue to do it, but you strengthen those whistleblower laws. And for contractors who are afraid to speak up, you need a similar contractor whistleblower law, because there really aren't much that contractors, companies who are doing business with state of Oregon or the federal government can do to say, no, this is wrong. You're not doing this right. You're wasting money, blah, 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 because they are afraid, like you said, of losing the contract or the next opportunity for contract, because these bureaucrats have long memories. And they're there after the politicians change and have come and gone.
That's
so we
correct.
Have to strengthen the laws, and then we have to have courts that are willing to enforce those laws.
It's, well, even the state issues the licenses. The licenses to be a beautician, the license of hair cutting, the license, and the contractor's licenses. This is a huge mountain. And I don't mind putting effort in. We've put in effort, and we've gotten certain amounts of results. But going forward, the changing of all of this has to change back to our control. and it's doing exactly the opposite. It's not coming back to our control. Our voice is being crushed at the federal and the state level because of all of this ability we have given them to control us with these licenses, these agencies, and the price contractual agreement that you're going to get out of the deal.
The only way that ever changes, and Glenn, great point. Thank you for calling, because I'm going to move on to our next caller. But the only way that changes is very simply just this. You get Republicans elected who are willing to recognize everything Glenn just said. Because we've turned over the power to the bureaucracies to do all of these things. And Republicans need to hold them accountable, because Democrats don't. They love this kind of thing. This is how they get to exert their tyrannical view of government, collectivism, Marxism, through the bureaucracy. Look at what's happening with Oregon OSHA, which, by the way, tomorrow is your last day, literally. Thank you, Corby, for reminding me of this, to say no to Oregon's permanent COVID rules for OSHA. You go to change.org. I will have that web link up. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, who are you? And good morning. What do you say?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I want to talk about the shots a little bit. I studied it a little bit over the time. You know, for every, about 90% or roughly in the 90s is the coverage across America. For every 1% you increase the coverage, you get 628 more cases of autism. And there's also a thing called spikes. Back in 92 and 2000 or 99, they increased the shots, and you see the spike in autism both times on a chart. And, you know, they use the Stellar, I don't know if you know what that is, that poison they shoot into your veins to make your immune system rev when you get the shot. And you see an increase in immune diseases like asthma, just all these childhood immune diseases are coming from the Stellar. And, you know, you're fighting the companies that make billions of dollars off this. I went to a thing with that Selma lady, senator. She had a thing on shots, and there was about 100 people who filled the whole place, and she would never even admit.
Oops,
that
we lost him. There you go. You're cutting in and out, buddy.
Oh, all right. I got this different truck. It's not as nice as the last one. But I do know some things about shots. They are very dangerous. It says right in the Bible, do not mix the blood.
Yeah.
Who's your God?
Yeah.
Is your God the shots, or is your God Jesus? Are you going to put your faith in Jesus or in the shot?
Absolutely. And in a godless society, they're going to put their faith in the shot. I'm not. I know better. And so do you. Jim, thanks. It's a great point, by the way, that the statistics show, and in fact, in this story that I was referencing from 2019, the Willamette Week article about Dr. Paul Thomas out of Portland, 15,000 kids, who's written this book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan.
They've never done actual tests for the children because they say it would be immoral to test these shots have never been tested. I don't know if people know that. They have no liability. So if your kid gets autism, you got to go to the government.
Well, but you can't go to the government. Well, you can. You can go to the, if you can prove it, you can go to vaccine court. And you can maybe get paid money back. But the point is, as we go to break here, a lot of people are being hurt. And it is absolutely documented in court cases, as it should. 6:48, back in a moment with Julie and your phone calls. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank ProBioscience for making some incredibly good CBD products that really can make your life better, like they make my life better. You hear me talk about that pain stick that can really help you when you have pain, and it is so true. So why don't you check it out? Go to their website, look at all of their great products that are grown. They use only CBD grown in Oregon, period. It is of the highest quality, has highest standards. Oregon does. You know what you're getting. Plus, they're a local company based in Salem. They can take care of you like they do their great customers. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com, or check them out at the Tobacco Pouch on the retail side on Edgewater, the Tobacco Pouch in Edgewater, ProBioscience. Let's go to Julie, then we'll move to Art. Julie, good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine. I've been thinking about all that you've said. And while I personally believe in vaccines, I don't like the protocol they use for children. And I think it should be a parent's choice. But mostly I've been thinking about what's happening in some areas of District 2 where people want to vote to get out of the state of Oregon. In either form, the state of Jefferson, which was popular in the 50s, or join Idaho. And they recently interviewed a fellow who's heading up this movement, and then they interviewed Peter Courtney, who does not understand why people want to leave the state of Oregon. I'm sure he went to Redmond or something, found a bull snake, and ran the other direction as fast as he could.
You're so bad. But you're also so right on.
I always try to pepper things with a little bit of humor.
It's a good thing. So just briefly, do you think that in all seriousness, that this idea of part of Oregon joining Idaho will ever happen?
Unfortunately not. I know that there are two counties, probably, I'm guessing, Hardy and Mount Hewer, who actually are having votes on it in, this coming month. People are frustrated. The only reason in the world I don't move to Idaho is I have some health problems, and I have a really good team of doctors. I don't want to leave.
Oh,
and,
really?
And when you're on Medicare, trying to find another doctor is sometimes is a big problem.
Yeah. That's tough, isn't it? It sure is. Yeah.
But, you know, enough about my sorrows.
Julie, thank you.
I think people
appreciate you calling.
Sure.
All right. Well, before we move on to Art, I also want to thank another one of our great sponsors, and that's Freedom Heating and Air, for being a company that believes in freedom and, frankly, practices it in how they do business, because they know that in a free market, you got competitors, and you better have a great service, and you better do things that help you stand out. And that's exactly how Freedom Heating and Air has been successful all these years in Salem. Well over 40 years, because they do a really good job at taking care of their customers. If you have the need of making the old heat pump or the furnace work better, you know, it's warming up. Maybe the air conditioner's not working right. They can help. Plus, they can put in these great air filtration systems that kill viruses and bacteria floating around inside the house. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Net. Art, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. interesting show today. I was wondering, I haven't heard anything on the new leadership of the Oregon Republican Party. What are they doing now that they're in a position of new leadership, and have they been being vocal about this? I haven't seen anything yet. That's not to say that there isn't, but, you know, and then I'm glad to hear recall stuff going on, but why in the heck can't we change who our leaders are on the Senate side for the Republican Party? There's only six of them. And I mean, if those people won't work out, you know, that's their choices. But at least we would have a better voice in the leadership of the Senate Republicans by
replacing. All right, so good questions. And here's the answer, Art. They don't have enough votes to get rid of Fred Girard and put a conservative in there who will stand up to the Democrats, stand up to Kate Brown the way Herman Bertziger did. Herman left, otherwise he'd still be there. Fred doesn't believe in that kind of stuff. Fred believes in cutting deals, and that's what he's doing. And they just don't have the votes. Now, apparently we were unable to overcome billions of dollars being dangled in front of them by Kate and the Democrats to buy their allegiance to not leave the building. Apparently, that's what happened here. And we will find out more as we go along. And this story today that is a puff piece in the Oregon, it's a press release by Fred Girard. And it really is just a justification as to why he had to stay and negotiate. Because he thinks he's a master negotiator. So your point, your question, though, about the Oregon Republican Party. Well, they have a fine line they have to walk. They're not going to call for recalls. In fact, the press release that not Dallas heard, Dallas didn't send it out because he was one of the senators did the right thing and walked. It was the vice chair, Herman Bertziger, who's no longer in the Senate, who put out a press release blaming the Democrats. Not a word about Republicans choosing to stay and allowing the Democrats to take away their rights. So the Republican Party is not going to help us. It's going to have to come from each individual Senate district. People are going to have to step up and demand recall petitions, start them, get signing them, start putting pressure on these guys. Because you know what? Will they walk out over anything, or do we just let them run the table on us and we lose it all? That's the question we need to ask. Art, got to let you go. Thank you, friend. It's a fair question to ask. Where's the Republican Party? We got new leadership. What are they doing? Well, they're not going to criticize fellow Republicans. That's for sure. We've learned nothing from Donald Trump, folks. Nothing. This is the Einstein's definition of insanity. Republicans in Oregon keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And it don't happen. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. Hope you join us then. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our great sponsors. RighteousRenovations.com. See you tomorrow.